It's your host, Norman Murray. Welcome to another episode of the Building Bridges Podcast. For my regular listeners, I appreciate you and your support. And to those first timers, welcome to the podcast. I pray that something is said that inspires you, motivates you, or at least provokes you in thought. If you want to hear more and view additional content or just support us, there's a link right under the description of this episode. All right, let's build a bridge. So today's episode, I have a interviewee with me today. I have my man, A.D. Mitchell, hailing out of Baltimore, Maryland. Did I say that right?
I don't think you did, because no. I'm not really from Baltimore.
All right, so where you from, bro?
It's kind of confusing story to tell.
No, but you are hailing out of Baltimore currently.
No, I'm actually in Frederick, Maryland.
No, I don't like that.
It's okay.
I don't like that at all.
It's all right. People move,
like,
man.
No, I don't like that.
People adjust.
On your address, it probably says Baltimore, Maryland.
For sure. Yeah, but that's my mama address.
Oh, all right, we ain't going to go into that. All right, AD, tell the people where you from. Tell us a little bit about yourself, bro.
Well, I originally grew up in Charles County, Maryland, Southern Maryland for most people. 37 years old. Been working all my life. I just love everybody, man. That's really what I can say. I'm just happy to be here today.
That's good, man. That's good. And so I'm gonna be real with you. The only thing I heard was Baltimore, Maryland.
See, why you gotta start?
I'm just saying.
You shouldn't do that.
B-more, Baltimore, you know, because y'all don't pronounce it.
They don't pronounce
it. Oh, they don't
pronounce it. Yeah, they don't pronounce it at all. The T and the Doug.
I got you, man. I feel you, man. Well, listen, everybody, I appreciate y'all tuning in. Today's episode, we're going to be talking, there's no freedom without truth. And so, you know, my very first question to you, sir, is that when you hear the word freedom, all right, what does that even mean to you, freedom?
I mean, just free to be yourself, free to love, free to be happy, free to do, just no boundaries. That's what freedom is to me. Nothing to hold you back. No weights on your ankles. You just living your life the best way you can.
That's what's up, man. You know, a lot of people look at freedom, right? Freedom is so many different things to so many different people, right? Depending on your upbringing, depending on, you know, even your spiritual background, you know, freedom can mean something totally different. The society that we live in today, you know, you can grab a handful of, you know, black folk, and some of them will tell you they're not free. Some of them will tell you they are free, right? But it's a mindset too. So I definitely hear what you're saying. And so I really want to just jump in and use the words, look at freedom and look at how it's defined. Right. A political or national independence. Right. Countries get freedom and independence from another country. A personal liberty as opposed to bondage or slavery. The absence of or release from ties. You get freedom, you know, a relationship. You get free from that. Right. And then basically the state of being free, like I said, like a mindset, the state of being free. So out of all of those, what do you think probably most describes you when you talk about freedom as well?
I'm going to just take it spiritual and just say God with me. That's who I trust. That's who I love. Mm. And that's who I confide in. I try not to get caught up in all the extra nonsense of the world.
Right.
So to speak, because like, even work could be considered, you know, you're not free when you go to work. You got to work.
Got to work.
Even sometimes in some of the organizations that we're in, excuse me, it could be football. I mean, it could be raising stepchildren. Mm-hmm. It could be a bad relationship. It could be your parents, honestly, for real, for that are holding you back. So that's what I think about when it's talking about, like, you know, the struggles, or the slavery type of mindset.
Right. You know, when you went straight to God, and for my listeners, they already know I'm going to bring the word of God in.
It's all good.
And so since you brought it in so early,
yeah,
you know, we're going to go there. So now I want to look at a different word.
Okay.
The word liberty, right? Definition of liberty, freedom from control, freedom from captivity, confinement, or physical restraint. And then the last one I want to look at is freedom or the right to be a frequent or use of a place. So we talk about that slavery piece, and we talk about that physical restraint, you know, being in jail, being locked up, right? Having some liberty. And it's amazing to me how both of these words are truly synonymous. But when you look up the word liberty, the word freedom is tied to it, right? So it's just amazing how we look at that and we are actually in control and out of control when you look at the word liberty sometimes, you know? So if I was to ask you, if you have a family member, a friend who says they're not free, they're not free to do what they want, they're not free to move about. And I'm not talking about somebody that's locked up. I'm talking about just a mindset. What would you say to them?
You got to find yourself. People have to get out of trying to keep up with the Joneses, so to speak, and start to move on purpose.
I like that.
When you're moving on purpose, you look at things completely different. You walk a completely different way when you're moving on purpose. It doesn't matter who you're around or what you're doing at that point. You're just moving on purpose. So when you're moving on purpose, those things that are so-called holding you back or holding you down or keeping you from being free,
right,
it's completely different feeling.
Right. And, you know, that's great because I'm sitting here thinking, right, and, you know, I got some notes written down here and you ever had your heart broken?
For sure. For sure.
You ever broke somebody's heart?
I can almost 100% say I have.
Probably, yeah. Right? You know, and the feeling that you had, you know, I don't know which one happened first, but that feeling is not a good feeling.
Never, no.
You know, I can say I had my heart broken, man. My wife, she's going to listen to this episode one day, and I got to tell her, she broke my heart long time ago, yeah, man. Before we got married, she broke up with me. Now I'm positive that I did something that made her break up with me, right? I'm guaranteeing that I did it, but it broke my heart.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so the reason why I'm saying that is because at the end of that, you ever notice how when you have a bad relationship or anything happen like that, the other person always say, but I gotta know. You gotta tell me. It's like, I don't know if I want to tell you all that.
Yeah.
You know? And so the truth hurts.
For sure.
You know what I mean? So if the truth hurts, then how do you give the truth? How do you tell somebody the truth when you know that it's going to hurt?
You can only be yourself, man. I'm a person that is always honest and truthful. So when I say this is going to be awkward. But lying to your wife saying she look good in something that she don't look good in is not being honest to her. Same thing with a hairstyle. It could be a pair of shoes. It could be a conversation.
Oh man, you better be careful, bro. Woo, you better be careful, man.
Hey, trust me, I already know. Listen, and I'm not even saying it, you know, to be negative. I'm just saying that truth hurts,
right?
You know what I mean? Like, even for myself, like I tell people all the time, one of my biggest insecurities was my teeth. I've always had a gap in my mouth. Always. But after 37 years old, you're like, bro, you still don't like your gap, get over it,
right?
Or you should have did something about it,
right?
But that truth for me hurts. Even being bald right now, you know, I ain't want to lose my hair, I ain't want to be bald out here. But the very second something like, ooh, you bald, you know, that truth hurts, but it is what it is. So you have to be able to accept the truth as much as you give the truth. And you have to let people know as you're talking to them, like, look, this may not be the most comfortable conversation. You may not like what I'm getting ready to say to you right now.
Right.
But this is what I got to tell you. I got to tell you this.
Well, the good thing is that at least you're prepping them beforehand. You know, you're being honest, you're being open. And typically when it's somebody that we love and we care about, we're not trying to hurt their feelings, but we still have to tell the truth,
for sure.
Right? It's only the right thing. And so automatically, right, it brings me to Hebrews 4:12, right? Because we're talking about God as well here. For the word of God is quick, it's powerful, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Watch this. Piercing even the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. So you hear people say this scripture all the time, and they'll say portion of the scripture and say, yep, you know, the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. But it's more than that. But look what that two-edged sword does. It's designed, the word of God is designed to cut going in.
For sure.
And coming out.
For sure.
So it's touching multiple things here. It says the soul and the spirit. When that cutting comes, you're gonna feel it.
For sure.
And then it says the joints and the marrow. So he's so the word here is not only talking about spiritual, but it's also talking about natural as well. It's a painful thing, right? But then it says, and the intents of the heart. So God already knows your heart. You hear people say, God knows my heart.
Yeah.
And when I hear people say that, I cringe a little bit.
Do the same. I do the same.
I cringe because then I'm reminded about the word of God, because the word of God says that the heart is wicked and deceitful.
Hmm.
See, God does know your heart.
For sure.
See, when someone says that God knows my heart, that's because they know they're doing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an easier way to move past that thing. But the truth of the matter is God does know your heart, mm-hmm. and that it is deceitful and it is wicked.
Mm-hmm.
It's a problem with that heart, man. So so when you hear that scripture, man, what came to mind?
There's always two sides. And what I mean by that is there's always a time of growth, and there's going to be a time of pain, so to speak. So you have to go through the process to get better, and that may be bad or good.
Right.
So when I hear stuff like that, it just puts me in the mindset of you're just going to go through it. You're going to go through the process. You're going to hear good things. You're going to hear bad things. But the truth has to happen. Because right. if you don't hear the truth, you don't grow.
That's true.
And that's what it's all about at the end of the day. Like, that's what our Father really wants us to do, is continually to grow. You're not going to get it right every day.
That's right.
Or today you fail. But you fail today. But Lord, forgive me. And now you're moving past it, and you're moving to do better the next day. It's a slow progression, but it has to happen.
Absolutely. I like that analogy, because that is true. The Bible says that a just man falleth 7 times. So you got to get back up, right? I want you to finish this. Now, this is not a trick question.
Okay.
I just want you to finish what I'm saying. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall
set you free.
Ah, see that?
That was an accident, though.
It was an accident?
Yeah, but I'm glad God speaks.
You glad God speaks? Now, for sure. Now here's where I'm going to put you on the spot. I am. All right, let's try it one more time. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall
set you free.
Set you free. You see how that word set, that is not biblical.
Mm.
That is not in the Bible. The word in the Bible is make.
Mm.
Now, here's what I want to do. I want to talk about that, right? Because over the last, I want to say 4 or 5 years, God has been showing me different things, and where I'm more critical of the word, not critical of the word in a sense of I'm poking holes at the word, but I'm making sure that I completely understand the word. But in order to understand the word, I have to know the word.
For sure.
And I have to make sure I use the right words, because we can mess it up. And I just want to go there with you for real quick. We hear that scripture all the time. We hear it in songs, we hear it in TV commercials, we hear it in movies, and they say set you free. But that's not actually in the Bible. The Bible says make you free. Now, why is this important? Why do you think that's important? You know what? Let's back up. Do you think there's a difference between setting and making? The word set and make in that scripture?
I would say yes.
Okay.
Set is like placing.
Mm.
Arranging, I would think of set, and then when you make, you're creating.
There you go. See, that's a great example, because if we don't use the right words, we take the scripture and we make it something that it's not. It loses its power, its authority, when we change the words, right? And so when you look at the word make is to bring something into existence. God made us from nothing. All right. He made us from nothing, from dirt, from nothing, by shaping or changing materials, whatever. Right. To produce, to cause, to exist, to happen. Right. To bring about, to cause or become something. Set is like you said, if you set something down, there's different ways of looking at it. You set a vase on the table. You know, you can set up to be put in a particular position or posture. You can set things, you know, so it's different. So. Going forward, right? I hope you switch that word up or try to switch it up, because it's important. Because the reason why it's so important is that because we don't ever want to take any authority or power away from God.
For sure.
Yes. See, man can't do what God does. So God creates. See, we can't create, no matter, pick a scientist. In order for a scientist, a NASA specialist, whatever, In order for them to make something, they have to start with something. Mm. God is the only one that can start with nothing.
Yes, sir.
And make something. You see what I'm saying? So it's just important that we look at the word of God in the right context. And like I said, it wasn't a trick question. I just wanted to bring that out, because a lot of times we say the wrong thing. We know what we mean, but then we say the wrong thing. And we just want to make sure that we get it right, so that we understand that God is all powerful, all knowing, right? And we want to make sure we give him his just due.
Yes.
All right. So here's a question for you, sir. What if I told you that freedom has little to do with your physical or mental, but more about your spiritual? What would you say to that?
Say that one more time.
What would you say if I told you that real freedom has little to do with your physical or your mental, but more about your spiritual?
I would agree with you. I believe that's the closest thing to our Father. Would be our spirit. So
that's all right.
It's a spirit, man. Like I said, that is such a it's such a unified thing with our Father in heaven. And if that could be free, you would truly be free,
right?
I think a lot of times people forget that part.
Right. You do. We go through life because stuff happens, yeah, right? Life happens, sure. Literally. Right. And we don't realize that our true freedom lies in Christ. It doesn't lie in this world. It doesn't lie if I'm in prison. It doesn't matter if I'm working the weirdest or most tedious menial jobs. My freedom, my true freedom, my true liberty.
Yes, sir.
Is in Christ, right? And I'm careful, right, to teach my children that, you know, it doesn't matter what job you work. If you're a janitor, okay, you're a janitor. Be the best janitor. Your spot on the floor should be the cleanest over all the other janitors. But then think bigger. How can you own a janitorial company, right? How do you take that which the world might look at and say, oh, you just a janitor,
yep,
and turn it into a multi-million dollar business?
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And that's how we have to think. That's how I believe we should raise our children, with a mindset like that. Everybody's child is not cut out to go to college, go to Ivy League school. Sometimes it has nothing to do with the money. Sometimes it's just not them.
Yep.
That's not the path that God has chosen for them. But there are other ways, you know, that they can move about in this world. And I love that you said that it's a spiritual thing, because it really is.
Mm-hmm.
Because also the fact that freedom, and I've been saying this a lot since the pandemic as well. Listen, Acts 2 and 38 says, and Peter said unto them, repent, be baptized, each and every one of you, in Jesus, for the remission of sins, in Jesus' name. Then he says, and you shall be filled with the Holy Ghost. You have to have God's spirit. You have to have God's spirit, right? And so understanding that is my ticket, right? It's not the overall that's going to get me in, but that's my first part for me to see the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
If I live 30 more years after being saved, I still have to, live holy. I got to learn to live holy. And so even the scriptures some of the scripture that we read earlier, you know, we talk about this man, Paul, and about this freedom and about this liberty and this and true freedom. Paul wrote 13 books in the Bible, five of them he wrote while in prison. So the man that we're learning from, that God poured into, was in prison for five of the books that he wrote in the Bible, teaching us how to live holy. If I die today from COVID, from cancer, from 15 gunshots, from getting hit by a bus, where am I going to spend eternity? That's my goal. That's the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is to have freedom, and true freedom is in Christ. But I can't have that if I don't have Christ's spirit in me. What say you, sir?
I'm growing. I'm not perfect, but I completely agree with everything that you said. if you don't have that like spiritual connection and that freedom, you're just lost.
Right.
You're stuck. You don't know how to get out of it. So as you grow and as you mature and you really start to get older, because like for me, let's say when I was young, I act young.
Right.
As I gotten older, I acted older.
Right.
I didn't want to run the streets no more. You know what I mean? I didn't want to hurt the ladies or anything like that. I wanted to walk grandma across the street because she needed help.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just a maturity and you just grow. I bring up a scenario over the past couple of weeks. And one of my former employees died.
Wow.
From a car accident. And it hurt me bad. And then the only thing I could ask myself was, I wonder if he had got it right with God
right
before he went on. But then I began to look at myself and say, well, if that was you, would you have been ready? I'm going to say probably not. No.
Right.
I'm probably honest to you. No, not at all. But with that consciousness that I have about it, it does wake me up every day and I want to be better
right
every day.
And you know, God's going to bless you for what you just said because you spoke it out of your mouth. And see, we have to speak things into existence. Like you said, you're not perfect. I'm not perfect. The Bible says that we need to learn to do well. And you know, immediately, as you saw me grabbing my device here, when you started talking, I'm like, oh, I know where the scripture is. 1 Corinthians 13 and 11 says, when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things.
Yes, sir.
And that's that part of maturity that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And it's important for us to know that. You know, one of the things that I do love about what I do here on Building Bridges, on my podcast, and in church, even when I'm preaching, it's not about telling you about your sin completely, because the truth of the matter is most people know that they sin.
Mm-hmm.
You already know.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Right? So the title of this episode is There's no freedom without truth, right? No freedom without truth. And you as an individual have to come to grips with yourself and tell yourself the truth and don't lie. You know where you stand right now.
For sure.
Yes, right? I don't have to analyze you. Mm-hmm. I don't have to look at you, you know, and guess what? And just because I don't see you sinning don't mean that I don't know what you do behind closed door. Mm-hmm. And you looking at me the same thing, right? And so that's why we have to put our trust and everything in God.
Yes,
so God can make the change in us. My job as a teacher and a preacher of the word of God is to give you the word, give you the truth, the unadulterated truth,
mm-hmm.
right? And do it in love, do it in meekness and kindness. But then the responsibility is on you to what do you do with the word? How do you take that information? How do you process it? And how do you apply it to your life? Right?
I mean, the only thing you can do is, it's like at work when they give you feedback.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you take that feedback and you begin to dissect yourself and really look at yourself and try to push, how can I say, grow.
Right.
And make yourself, not even make yourself, just become better every day. So I used to tell people, you know, sometimes you have to fall, you mm-hmm. know, before you get up.
Absolutely.
And unfortunately, you're going to have to mess up.
Mm-hmm.
Before you get it right. I mean, that's how we learn. That's how we learn as children.
Right.
So as adults, I guess we get into a weird place where no one can tell me anything.
Right.
You can't tell me nothing.
Right.
But then in hindsight, if you're mature, you listen. Like, I don't like everything that I hear out of people's mouths. I don't.
Right.
And I may not react right then and there, because a lot of times I'm a very quiet person, but I'm quiet because I am trying to dissect and take what I need from that conversation. Because just because you said it doesn't mean that's true.
That's
but then facts. Vice versa, there was something meaningful in that truth that you're, you know what I'm saying, that you're presenting before me right now.
Absolutely. You know, I just thought about some, you know, comics will tell you too, there's a little bit of truth, you know, in those jokes.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? So that's a great point that you made about the falling, right? Because the truth of the matter is that is a biblical principle, because you got to get back up.
Yes, sir.
God is a forgiving God.
Yes, sir.
But you got to be willing. One, you got to be willing to accept God's forgiveness. And then two, you got to be willing to forgive yourself for some of the things that you've done. But if you repented and you know that God is forgiving you, you know, you got to let that stuff be where it's at. Right. Mm-hmm. The Bible says no condemnation. Right. That we the only ones that look back. God don't see the stuff that he's already forgiven us for. We keep bringing it up. We keep remembering it. We keep poking the bear, so to speak, right? But I want to stay with that piece about truth, right? So here at Building Bridges, you know, I tell you, you know, I want to inspire people, I want to motivate people, but I also want to provoke them in thought. So I'm gonna read a scripture to you. If we say that we have fellowship with him, what's fellowship? If we say that we have conversations with God and we commune with God, we are with God and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. That's in 1 John 1:6. So think about that for a second. People that we know, sometimes it's us. Sometimes it might have been me 15 years ago, when you know, early on, or 20 years ago, early on, when I first started walking with Christ. I'm saying I got fellowship with the Lord, but then I go out and do and sin all week long, or show up to church on Sunday morning. I'm lying because I'm walking in darkness. That's what the word says. See, a lot of people think that a preacher is being offensive and he talking about you, but it's not. The word of God is offensive because that's how it was designed. We read the scripture earlier about that two-edged sword. It's designed that way. God's word is designed to cut you going in and coming out. You need to feel it, right? So what say you about the walking in darkness?
I want to say sometimes you have to walk in darkness to find the light. And I'm only saying sometimes, because that can be so many different scenarios, so many different situations, experience, and everything. But there's a difference when you lie. And that's the biggest thing that I think, not even the biggest thing, I know that's what God don't like. So it's one thing to pretend.
Right.
And then, but you're lying. Like, you know you're not doing no good. You know you up to no good. But yeah, I'm up here Sunday singing in the choir.
Right.
Passing up the communion bowl and everything else like that. So that's when people have to step back and they have to be truthful to themselves. I believe even in your wickedness, being truthful in that, God can do something with you. More so than you doing this balancing act between good and evil.
Right. You know, that's a... I appreciate you today, sir. I appreciate you stopping by and chatting with me today. It's a good conversation. No freedom without truth, right? So let me try to help free some folk today.
Let's do it.
So you just talked about that lying and said, you know, God don't like liars, right? Well, I want to provoke some folks in thought right now. Revelation 21. He that cometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful, are you fearful today and unbelieving? Do you not believe God, and do you not believe every word that he says? And the abominable, okay, and murderers and whoremongers, right? We know what those are. And sorcerers. Right. Stop getting those tarot readings. And idolaters. Idolaters are anything, are people that subscribe and worship anything or anyone over God. But here's the part right here. And then of all of that list, the Bible says, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Okay, so that's so important, because the lie, the word of God lists out a whole list of things that God hates, but he gets to the word liars and says all liars. So we got to think about that. When you telling a little lie, you gotta stop lying, you know, because God does not like that. I know we heard that growing up as children, right? God don't like ugly. God don't like liars. God is not pleased with that. And it's important for us to know that, because if there's no freedom without truth, how can you ever even think about being free of anything when you can't tell the truth? You talking crazy out your mouth. You telling lies all the time. See, you ain't even get to God yet. You can't even deal with you in the natural.
Mm-hmm.
So in the spiritual, we gonna be messed up.
For sure. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So it's something. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That's John 14:6. So many people talk about God, and won't talk about Jesus, won't call the name of Jesus. You got to call on the name of Jesus.
You can't believe in the one and don't believe in the other.
Listen, the word I just read, you can't even get to the Father without going through Jesus.
Yes, sir.
It's just not possible. I know some people think they can, but they can't. You can't say you believe the Bible, but only believe certain parts. And every time Jesus speaks, that's the part you don't believe.
Don't make no sense,
right? You know what I'm saying? So this is a good conversation, brother. I'm glad, like I said, I'm glad you stopped by, man. There's no freedom without truth. What else you got for me on this topic, man? I want to know what's on your mind. Maybe I didn't even ask the question or the scripture, but what does all that mean, that there's no freedom without truth?
You can't be free without truth. So it goes right back to what I was saying about lying. When you're lying, you're making something up. You're not even living what you're talking about.
Right.
But if you're telling the truth, that's not a lie. That's like saying, you know, I'm broke, but I'm telling you, I got plenty of money. Let's go do it.
Right.
But that's a lie.
It is.
Why would you even, you just, to tell the truth, you're broke.
Right.
It's fine. They would probably appreciate you and love you in that truth than you making up this lie. And now we're out here, quote unquote, having this good time.
Right.
And you don't have what you say. Man, or you not what you say you are.
Man, lying is so detrimental to your soul, clearly, because I just read that. But even in the natural, lying is tiring, man.
And then you gotta remember.
You gotta remember that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta remember all the lies you done told. And then you gotta remember who you told which lie to.
Yes, sir.
You gonna mess around and tell person number three the lie you told him before about the person number one, and then mess around and forget that you already know.
Nope. Yes, sir.
See, you done messed up.
Nope.
You see that? See, lying got so many different ways to go about itself to get you in trouble.
Yes, sir.
And there is no freedom without the truth. You need the truth so that you can have freedom, even if it's something that you don't want to hear.
For sure.
You need to know that. You know, I'm going to just, let's look at one more scripture real quick.
Okay.
Second Corinthians 3:17. I'm just going to read part of the scripture. And it says, you know what? Before I read it, if I say to you, there's $1 million in that room, and you say, wow, I think I could use $1 million. And I say to you, okay, all you need to do is go in the room and get the money. What would you do? You go in the room and get the money, right?
Nah.
You wouldn't go get it?
I'm a different type of person.
Tell me what you would do.
I have this idea. All money is not good money.
Oh, look at that.
So if someone's almost giving you $1 million, there has to be some type of price or cost on the other end of that. No thank you.
No thank you.
No thank you.
What if I told you that love was in that room?
I'm in there.
And you hurt me. You gonna go in the room and get that love?
I'm in there.
You gonna go get that, right? Well, look at this scripture. Part of that scripture I was just about to read to you. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You wanna be where God's spirit is. That's where your freedom is. See, I'm only giving you facts. I'm giving you truth. I'm giving you the word of God. I'm giving it to you that way. So a lot of times, the reason why I use scripture is because I never want anyone to come back and say, well, Norman said, yeah, Norman read. Norman told you what the word of God says, right? And so God has equipped me with enough information and discernment to be able to break down his word. And I only want to use it for good, right? I only want to be able to use it in the way that it was meant to be. Because you're right. All money ain't good money. Guess what? All love ain't good love either.
For sure.
Because there's some people out here that don't know how to love because they ain't never been loved. So if you never had something, how you going to know what it is and how you going to experience it, right? So that's good, man. And hopefully something was said tonight, you know, because I got to tell you right now, you inspired me tonight, man. Seriously. And conversation, absolutely enlightening. I appreciate you. I appreciate your honesty. I appreciate you coming to chat with me, man. I hope the conversation, you know, did something for you as well.
For sure. Yes.
I know somebody's going to listen to this podcast one day and be like, yeah, man, I know what they're talking about, man. I kind of feel that.
Yes, sir. You
know? And the good thing is that we're able to do this in love.
Yeah.
You know, sir. And understanding that is what the world needs, man.
More of it.
More of it, man. It's so crazy out here today. But I believe the word of God to be true, right? And for those of us that do, you know, we can go to this book of Revelation that I just read from a little while ago and go, yep, that's what, right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, it's right there. You know, but, you know, I preached a sermon 2 weeks ago and I said, but you know one thing? God gave us hope. And that hope is in Jesus Christ.
For sure. Yes, sir.
You know, that's where our hope lies at. And so we got to continue to go out and, you know, be positive lights for the kingdom. We got to do that. We got to spread the gospel. Jesus told his disciples to go all out and all over the world and spread his word. That's what he told them to do. And look, it's 2022,
yeah.
Over 2,000 years later, and we still talking about the word of God. He ain't changed.
Ain't gonna stop.
Exactly, man. All right, man. I appreciate you, my guest again.
Thank you,
my
sir.
Brother AD
Mitchell.
Thank you.
I was happy to be here. I appreciate you, sir. Thank you.
Absolutely. Look, to everyone out there, you know I love you.